January 24th, John chapter 5, verses 1 through 30. After these things, at the time of the Jewish feast, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem, by the sheep gate, a pool with five porches that is called in Hebrew Bethzada. In these a multitude was lying, the sick, blind, crippled, and paralyzed, waiting for a movement of the water. At an appointed time, the Lord's angel descended into the pool and stirred the water. The first one who stepped in after the stirring of the water was cured of whatever disease he had. A man was there who had an illness 38 years. Jesus saw him lying there, and knew how long he had been afflicted, and asked him, "Do you wish to be well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I am coming, someone steps in before me." Jesus said to him, "Arise, take your stretcher and walk." The man immediately became well, picked up his stretcher, and started walking. That day was a Sabbath. The Jews were saying to the man who had been healed, "It is the Sabbath. It is not lawful for you to take up your stretcher." He replied, "The one who cured me said, 'Take up your stretcher and walk.'" They asked him, "Who is the man who said to you, 'Take up your stretcher and walk'?" But the healed man did not know who he was, for Jesus had left unnoticed, since a crowd was there. After these things, Jesus found the man in the temple and said to him, "See, you are well. Sin no more, so that a worse thing does not happen to you." Then the man went and reported to the Jews that it was Jesus who had cured him. On account of this, the Jews began to persecute Jesus, because he did these things on the Sabbath. Jesus said to them, "My Father works until now, and I work." Because he said this, the Jews were seeking even more to kill him, for not only was he breaking the Sabbath, but he was also saying that God was his own Father, making himself equal to God. Jesus replied to them, "Truly, truly, I assure you that the Son can do nothing of himself except what he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, the Son also does. The Father loves the Son, and shows him the things that he does, and he will show him greater works than these, that you may marvel. As the Father raises the dead and makes them alive, so the Son makes alive whom he wills. The Father judges no one, but he has given all judgment to the Son, so that all may honor the Son as they honor the Father. He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Truly, truly, I assure you that he who hears my teaching and believes in him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed out of death into life. Truly, truly, I assure you that the hour comes, and now is, when the dead will hear the voice of God's Son, and those who have heard will live. As the Father has life in himself, so he has given to the Son to have in himself. He has given authority to him to judge, because he is the Son of Man. Do not be surprised at this, because the hour comes in which all those in the graves will hear his voice and will come out, those who have done good things to a resurrection of life, but those who have done evil things to a resurrection of condemnation. I can do nothing of myself. I judge as I hear, and my judgment is right, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me."